Hey everyone, Jake Carter here. Welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter, your daily dose of reality with a side of optimism. Today, we're diving into something super relatable, people-pleasing, and that sneaky monster called codependency. Ever feel like you're constantly running around trying to make everyone happy except yourself? You know that feeling when you say yes, even when you want to scream no? Well, trust me, you're not alone. This is a trap a lot of us fall into, and it can seriously mess with our happiness and well-being. But the good news? We can break free. Let's start with some serious clarity. People-pleasing is like walking on eggshells all day long. It's about prioritizing others' needs and opinions above your own, even if it means sacrificing your time, energy, or even your values. Codependency takes it a step further. It's an unhealthy reliance on other people for validation, support, and even your sense of identity. Think of it like this. You're so focused on keeping others happy that you lose sight of who you are and what you truly want. Okay, but why does this matter? Because when we constantly put ourselves last, we end up feeling burnt out, resentful, and unfulfilled. We start doubting our own worth and making decisions based on fear instead of courage. It's like living life on autopilot, always pleasing everyone else but never actually experiencing it for ourselves. So how do we escape this people-pleasing prison? Here are five key takeaways to get you started. 1. Start with self-awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings when someone asks for something. Are you immediately saying yes? Even if you feel hesitant. Do you find yourself constantly apologizing, even when you've done nothing wrong? Recognizing these patterns is the first step towards breaking free. 2. Learn to say no. This one's tough, I get it. But saying no is a powerful act of self-respect. It shows that you value your time and energy, and that you're not obligated to please everyone. Start small. Decline a coffee invitation if you need some alone time, or politely refuse an extra task at work. 3. Set boundaries. Think of boundaries like invisible fences that protect your well-being. They define what's acceptable and unacceptable in your relationships. This could mean limiting contact with people who drain you, saying no to activities that don't align with your values, or simply taking time for yourself without feeling guilty. 4. Focus on your own goals. What do you want out of life? Don't let the expectations of others overshadow your own dreams and aspirations. Take some time to reflect on what truly matters to you and start taking steps towards achieving those goals. Remember, living a fulfilling life is about pursuing your passions and aligning with your values. 5. Seek support. You don't have to do this alone. Talk to a trusted friend or family member about how you're feeling. Consider seeking professional guidance from a therapist or counselor who specializes in codependency. Remember, healing is a journey, and having support along the way can make all the difference. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a super sweet woman who always puts everyone else first. She's constantly volunteering, attending every social event, and making sure her friends and family are happy. But behind that smile, Sarah feels exhausted and resentful. Her own needs are always neglected, and she's starting to lose sight of who she is. One day, Sarah realizes she needs a change. She starts saying no more often, sets boundaries with people who drain her energy, and prioritizes her own well-being. It's not easy at first, but slowly, Sarah starts feeling lighter, happier, and more confident. She rediscovers her passions, builds stronger relationships, and finally starts living a life that feels authentically hers. See? Letting go of people-pleasing and codependency isn't about becoming selfish. It's about honoring your own needs and cultivating healthy, fulfilling relationships with yourself and others. Remember, you deserve to be happy and fulfilled. So, what are you going to do today to take a step towards living a more authentic life? Start by acknowledging your feelings, setting small boundaries, or simply saying no to something that doesn't serve you. Share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep decluttering those dopamine pathways and chasing after joy.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.